Good evening, and I just felt a real desire, you know, a burning desire to share with you a few transformational ideas, all in the form of questions. So grab some A4 white paper, which you've got a ream of just there, haven't you? Because why wouldn't you? I've got one in every room, along with pens, although you can never find one when you want one. And they're just there because I'm always having ideas and I need to write them down. And also I'm panicking just in case I can't buy the bottle of wine that I need at the end of the week. You know, I just got to make sure that I can shift everything around. I can buy that bottle of wine and all that sort of thing. But of course, if I make my own wine, that wouldn't be a problem. So we can get around these things with a new transformational attitude. And I'm just going to do one thing, and then I'm also not going to do another thing. So the thing that I'm not going to do today, because I want this to cut to the quick, no flaff, this is just transforming you and your reality immediately. I'm not going to play a guitar song. I'm not going to play a guitar song. I'm going to open a beer only because we want high vibes here. I really do have some utterly, utterly astonishing transformational stuff for you today. Just hang in there with me. Grab pen and paper. Write down the stuff that I say. Replay the audio as many times as you need to get these questions down. And then take the next 2 to 3 weeks asking yourself the questions every single day, writing some answers, getting some pictures together that help to inspire you to just, well, transform. I mean, the idea of transforming is that there's a change, and things don't just go on the way they have been going. And so I thought, well, you know, it's got to 6 o'clock, and I haven't eaten anything, because quite often I don't. I mean, I'm not hungry, and my body can exist without food. Yeah, it's not called starving. And of course, the more you fast, don't forget, a little tip, the less likely you are to be starved in hospital when you go in for something and they forget to feed you, and then some kind doctor puts one of those nil by mouth, they call it, M by M, nil by mouth. So you don't get any food, but you also don't get anything to drink. And after a while, your tongue goes like a sort of fossilized rock. Totally fascinating, you know, to the average Jurassic researcher, but not that nice if it's you. So let's get away from those nasty little hospital thoughts, which I never encourage. But I'm just saying, if you did ever land in hospital, the more you consistently fast, the more you're feeding into your brain the notion that your body does not live by bread alone, right? You live, believe it or not, by words. And that's what this is all about, this transformational doobie-doo that we're just about to look at. But yeah, do set yourself some fasting, even if it's just Monday mornings, or it's just 2 days every 3 months. Even that is fantastic. But if you can set yourself to fast for a complete 10 days, right, you're totally built in a brand new survival mechanism for yourself, which says, I can fast for 10 days, so I'm not going to die from not eating in a hospital for 9 days, am I? Or anytime soon. In fact, guess what? You'll be so healthy with all that fasting and these transformational words that you won't be going to hospital anytime soon, or indeed ever at all. I have a cat who has never once been near a vet, ever. She doesn't even know. such things exist. And that's how I like it to be. I don't go to the doctor. Why would I? He's got enough fecking money, isn't he? That's right. Why do you think he's so rich and I'm so poor? Right, this is a beer, and I have a few beers. I've got, I think, four different beers in the fridge, and I thought to myself, which one of those is appropriate for this moment? Because I want to totally give you high vibes. Yes, I do, because it's important. Because nobody ever transformed themselves into or out of anything at all with a negative mental attitude. That's right. All those courses you've been spending your money on over the years, how to develop a negative mental attitude. So I've got, very appropriate, Badger Beers of Dorset. They are actually made by Hall and Woodhouse of 1777. Only recently I was standing there taking pictures, but alas, they were shut. How ridiculous. If they'd known I was coming, but there you go. This one is crisp and refreshing with hints of elderflower. It's 4.5% golden ale. And of course, yes, that's right, it's called Golden Champion. Because if there's one thing I am, I'm a champion. And the quicker you believe that of yourself, well, the higher vibes you'll have and all that sort of thing. So let's just splosh this one. You would never guess, right? It's gold colored, that's right. So you can either have gold colored beers, brown colored beers, black colored beers, or sort of in between the orangey coppery colored beers. And in order to find out what the difference between them all is, remember they're chock full of vitamin B and those healthy, you know, yeasts that your body craves for good digestion. Well, you just need to try them all out. But here we are, 7 minutes in, and I haven't really... I've put this in my Malden's glass. I'm just going to take a quick photograph, because otherwise I won't have a photograph. I'll take one of my saxophone as well, or something, just so we got a photograph here. So, without further ado, I want to suggest, okay, that the quality of your life is in absolute direct... proportion, if you like, to the questions you ask and the amount of quality time that you take answering those questions of yours, because not only does it encourage you to let's have a little picture of my teapot as well, because we haven't had a picture of my teapot, have we? So teapot picture, there you go. Then you've been there within the creativity of all those. Now I know sometimes you think I waffle, but I actually have some fantastic stuff. This is going to transform your reality into whatever it is you want, and it's after that, it is your fault, okay, if you don't get what you want, because this is the nub of the flop. And just have one more guitar chord and then let's get into it. I'll just tell you what the Badger Golden Champion is like, and then I hope you've got something to drink, pen and paper. You know, if you haven't got pen and paper, pause the audio, run out to the shop, get pen and paper, come back again. Have you got that pen and paper?
I was drinking Badger Ale, and it's gold, it's pale, and I thought to myself, I might be 53, but I'm not on the shelf, I'm not a Christmas elf, but I've got my health, I ain't got much wealth,
But before the kangaroo, let's deal with the badger. So, you know, I'm just trying to high vibe you because you do get low vibes. What with all these radio frequencies. And of course, on every radio frequency is the stuff people tune into on the radio. And it's all negative crap and those disgustingly awful pop songs and rock, you know, which we've all been listening to for 60 years and fucking all. You know, every breath you take. I mean, you know, it wasn't even inspirational when they wrote it, was it? And we're still fucking listening to it. That's what I want to say. Right, so this is in my beautiful Maldon's glass, which was a gift from a friend. And I mean, anyone that's going to gift you a fucking beer glass is a true friend, aren't they? A true friend and confidant, you know. Beautifully well chilled in my manifested fridge, which didn't cost me a penny. Brand new, I know. Yes, I know. Yes. It's so chilled, I can hardly taste anything, but it's really... Oh, it's an incredibly solid, cereal-esque beer with, you know, hints of elderflower, but I'll leave you to try it for yourself. And it really, really is an incredibly relaxing beer, which just helps your shoulders to relax. You know, it's all of your tension is in your shoulders, and if you're not careful, it runs down your spine and it ends up in your gut. And that's the worst place you could ever have tension, because what is our intuition? Well, it's in an intuition, but it's a gut feeling, isn't it? So you want your gut as clear as possible. And that is another reason for fasting, only eating the foods that are suitable for your body type. Almost no body type wants to be consuming wheat, any wheat products at all. That's pizza, cake, biscuits, you know, some of those crisps, dear me, and breads, you know. That is actually really highly unsuitable nutrition for the human gut. So get rid of that. Just go no carb, like me. Well, I mean, beer obviously doesn't count. Fuck's sake. Goodness me. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, right. So are you ready? Totally serious now, okay? I've done all that blurb to put you in a state of utter and complete relaxation. If you know anything about accessing, you know, the subliminal, you understand just how important it is to be completely relaxed. So I do highly advise that when you're listening to my stuff, and it's top, top quality, you might not think it is, but it is. Okay, don't forget, I'm a person who lives entirely on my own. I work 2 days a week, I take 5 days off by choice, and I charge £60 an hour. £60 an hour, 60, right? So somebody out there considers what I have to say as being worth the while. I'm a high net worth individual. You might not want to be a high net worth individual. That's absolutely fine. But you won't catch me grubbing around for a minimum wage. No. I mean, I did 3 days on the vineyard in September, but you know that I really had to say to everyone, I'm not here for the money. I'm here for the beautiful views, the outdoor air, the wonderful sense of community, and getting involved inside, you know, the grape trade. And I wanted to up my health and fitness game because I'm a lazy lard ass. Okay, right, so every single thing that comes to you, every result from every cause that comes to you in your life is a result of the questions you ask yourself and the amount of quality time you take to answer them. And it's perfectly fine to ask yourself one question and take the next 2 years trying to evolve a completely, you know, you answer to it. Okay, and there are some questions like, what do I really want here? They will continue with you forever because they're always absolutely dynamic and viable. But I'm just going to run through 15 questions, which I think are, you know, searching quality questions. And then we're going to discuss ways in which you can maybe permeate some answers there. And then at the very end, I'm just going to give you a new idea, right? And I just want you to run with the new idea. And I want you to trust me, because a lot of people do trust me. They trust me enough to pay me £60 an hour, right, which is about five times minimum wage, to enhance the quality of their life. And I tell you why they do that. They do it because they know what's good for them. And one of the things that is good for everyone is to invest heavily in yourself, whether that's the food you eat, the drink you drink, the places you live and go to, the people you surround yourself with, or just having a bit of really top quality me time with St. Lady Feckinghall, who has only got your best interests at heart. Because obviously, the better you are when I come and visit you, the better drink we'll have, and it'll all be, you know, flowing with positive energy instead of all that mental negative blah, blah, blah. Right. So, you can transform your reality. Okay, so I just think the best thing is, you know, it's not even a question. We could call it a question. We could say, can I transform my reality? In other words, are you stuck on minimum wage, or are you stuck with a boggy husband and kids, or, you know, are you stuck living in central Birmingham, or, you know, could things change for you ever, right? So I'm just writing that one down as number one. You can transform your reality. It's not even a question. It's exclamation mark. And you just have to know and believe it is always true at any time. Absolutely true. Okay, so the first ones aren't necessarily questions. They're just absolute realities. Now, you know, if you want to get some sort of playing card size pieces of paper, which if you get an A4 piece of paper, you can cut up the centre and the centre and then cut it again. You get about, I don't know, 8 or 16 pieces out of it. But I use them all the time just to put one idea on one card, and then I put them in a pile and I just leaf them over, right? So in this one pile, for example, I've got top banana. I feel ecstatic. I feel wonderful. You know, in the next one, it says everything works well by me, not for me. And things aren't coming to me. They're coming from me, okay? Everything flows easily and naturally from me. And I won't go on with those because, of course, they're intensely private. But, you know, you get the impression. I just write one idea per card and then I focus on that a little bit for as long as I need. And if I want to make faces at myself in the mirror, so much the better, because you do learn by having fun. And that's why people are paying £60 an hour, because they know they and their kids, you know, their lives are completely immeasurably transformed by having a little bit of me time with me every week. So you can transform your reality, right? Now, sometimes, you know, with the idea of having a reality that needs transforming, this is number two, you kind of end up getting the idea that you're in the wrong place. But what I want to say is that in order to transform your reality, really take it on board, you're not necessarily in the wrong place. Right? There was a guy called Russell Conway many, many years ago who wrote a book called Acres of Diamonds. And if you just type into a search engine, Acres of Diamonds, free ebook, right? Sooner or later, you'll be able to find a download, and you can download that as a PDF and read it for yourself. You can agree with it or not as you like, but the concept is very simple and extremely powerful. Wherever you are, that's where your acres of diamonds are. In other words, you don't have to go somewhere else. Just start digging. Dig, 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 dig. Get down far enough and ta-da, you've found a diamond mine. Excellent. It might not be diamonds, of course. It might be copper. It could be tin, you know, if you're living in, say, Cornwall. It could even be china clay. But, yeah, you've got it. It's an analogy, right? By digging down deep, I mean dig down deep into your subliminal, but also just your everyday circumstances. I mean, I think to myself, in order to be more successful, where should I be? And I take a look at myself and I think, you're in South Kent and you really love East Kent, North Kent and Middle Kent. Could quite possibly be that your acres of diamonds are in Kent. So what do I like doing? Oh, I love going out to pubs and photographing them and talking about the beer. Could I do a pub review Kent? Possibly. Could I make money from it? Yeah. Could that be my acres of diamonds? Yeah. So, it's pretty easy. Okay, it might not happen overnight, it might happen overnight, it depends. I mean, you could make a baby overnight, you know, you can change the entire course of the world just overnight, right? But anyway, so that was number two. You're not necessarily in the wrong place. In fact, you're in the right place because I've got a lot of contacts in Kent and I really reverberate well with the people of Kent. And so I get excellent response from them and I can transform their reality. And thus, by doing that, I can transform my reality. So just remember that ebook, Acres of Diamonds. Very powerful and simplistic approach, right? Number three, use your energy for yourself. We've been trapped into this sharing and caring altruism all our lives. You know, you're selfish equals you're wicked, you're evil, you're nasty, you don't deserve anything. Go and sit in the corner, you disgusting little scumbag. No. Nobody is going to look after you as well as you do. And so if you're getting bad results, it's because you're not looking after you enough. The number one place where your energy should be invested is you. Creating yourself to be the most excellent you possible. Because then how much are you going to enhance the lives of the people immediately around you? And today there's nobody immediately around me, but tomorrow I'll be out in East Kent and I'll be transforming people just by buying beer in pubs and chatting to people. I have a whole load of open-ended conversational quips which immediately draw people in any room into conversation, usually with each other. So say you've got six people in a pub, I can get them all talking about one subject and expressing themselves just with a very clever conversational dart, if you like. Ba-dong. I enjoy doing that. Okay, it's something I do in my Acres of Diamonds, you know. So use your energy for yourself. We're going to totally discover how to do that. Number four. Right, so just say you're addicted to the 5-day week, you know, you're a bit of a 9-to-5er and you don't feel that your life can really buzz unless you're doing 5 days a week and 2 days off. Now, remember, I've got my life down to 2 days on and 5 days off because that works best for me. And even on my days on, I don't go out before 11 o'clock in the morning, so I can lie in as much as I want. You know, why wouldn't I? Or why would I, depending on your stance? But I can get up throughout the week when I want, do what I want. I don't have to work and just, you know, have a foot bath whenever I want. It's fine. I don't touch anyone else's life that much. So I don't have to do anything anyone else thinks is okay. I just do everything I think is okay. Okay. So if you do have this 5-day week, let's say you're in business for yourself and you've chosen to work 5 days out of seven, I'm going to ask you to do this and do this for about 3 months and see if you get a completely new result. Remember, you can transform your reality. I want you to take one, not necessarily the same day every week, you choose. I mean, I've done different things in life. Once when I was on a 5-day a week treadmill, I arranged it so every 5 weeks I'd take, you know, one Monday off, and then every 5 weeks I took a Tuesday off, and so on. I've always taken one weekday off so I can just relax, refresh, do nothing, let the shoulders go limp, you know, drain the tension out of my body. I'm not on a treadmill to please anybody else. I don't please anybody else. I don't try to please anybody else. I couldn't care less what anyone thinks about me. And that's very, very freeing. Okay. So if you have a 5-day week where you're trying to fill up time and produce a result, knock that down to 4 days. You will not believe me how transformational that's going to be. And you will be twice over as effective, if not 3 times. So your 4-day week is going to produce for you 3 times the value of your 5-day week. Because just two off in every seven isn't enough in this modern day and age. We're all racing around doing everything far too fast. You know, I drive 20 miles and I manage to do it in what, you know, 20 minutes, probably 40 minutes to be fair. But, you know, at one time of day, 20 miles, if you were walking, that would take 5 hours. You know, so we've compacted time reality to a point that's actually perilous for us. Okay, so take one day off and just have the foot bath, take a long time in the shower or the bath, you know, just do the meditations, just stretch a bit and think, oh, isn't life good? I'm so wonderful. I'm the greatest. And if you're not thinking things like that, that's why you need to transform your reality and you're not getting the best results. Okay. You can say whatever you like about my attitude to life, but remember, I work 2 days and I have 5 days off. And people like what I say enough to pay me 60 quid an hour. A walk with talk, yeah? I don't do much walking. Most of it's sitting on my ass. Number 5. Right. Cut out old stuff that drains you. So, you know, you're always hearing this minimalism stuff. We've been right for it, haven't we? I can't remember it all now, but the idea was that the quickest way to minimalise is to get the bailiffs in, you know, and all that sort of thing. Just take, say, 1 to 3 items every 1 to 3 days. Just pick it up and think, do I really need that? And sometimes, just as a challenge, you know, chuck it out. Just to build into yourself this, I don't really need stuff. Or, you know, I don't want my energy draining into having to provide myself a home just to keep these old bottles in, or whatever it is, you know. But just cut out old stuff that drains you. There's a lot of stuff that ends up in your life because, you know, you were doing X for 2 years, then you did Y for 3 years, and now you're doing Z and it's already been 4 years. And that stuff from the beginning of X quite possibly is not only not relevant to you anymore, but it never will be. And so what you want is you want to have physical items inside your home which totally reflect the person you are now and the transformed reality you want to be next week. Okay, I'm not a minimalist. I can never have enough stuff. Just give me more stuff, all right? But just be aware that sometimes things are out of date, or they're just not relevant, or you're holding something in case that becomes your reality again. And that's actually quite detrimental to becoming the most excellent you. Okay. Incidentally, just ask yourself if there ever was a time in your life when you were the most excellent you and you feel like you could go back to that or whatever, or build on from that. That's just an interesting thing. So those 5 weren't really questions, but you can put them down and then ask yourself a question. What am I going to do about it? Yeah. So 1, you can transform your reality. 2, acres of diamonds. You're not in the wrong place. 3, use your energy for yourself. Prioritize your energy equals you. 4, if you do a 5-day week, cut it down to 4 days. Have 1 day that is just about recharging your spiritual being. Go out somewhere nice, like I just go out into East Kent and I'll just go to 5 or 7 pubs and I'll just see how it goes when I'm in there. I might fall into conversation. I might not. It doesn't matter. They're almost always brand new pubs to me. There's a lot of pubs out there. Go and have a look. Just having that 1 day out of 5 that is now entirely for you will make you at least 3 times more excellent in your results. Try it for 3 months. If you don't agree with me, take another day out as well. 5, cut out old stuff that drains you. It's not about throwing stuff away. It's simply about thinking, do I really want this particular cushion? Now, with cushions, all you've got to do is to design a new cover and then cover the old cushion in a new cover. Okay, don't throw them away. But, you know, some of the cushion designs I have aren't actually doing a lot for me because they're boring. Why don't I have a day or two where I just, you know, upcycle my cushion covers, for goodness sake. Or if you've got a night, I've got one right in front of me. It's an orange cushion. It's quite nice. But what about if I designed a textile shape like a seahorse or a beach hut or a banana or anything really, happy face or something, and then I just carefully sewed that onto the plain cushion cover. It's creative and it makes me feel a little bit more upbeat. And if I do get a guest, they'll go, oh, I do like your cushions. And it's a little conversational point, okay? That's the first five. Number six, who are you hanging out with and why? Once again, the people in your life could have been relevant years ago, but they're not now. Okay, you don't have to feel any particular loyalty to anyone, including, you know, your life partner. I mean, I don't have a life partner. I never even started on a habit like that. That is bad. That's one of the things that's really going to drain you, and it's going to prevent you from being your most excellent self. So, you know, I didn't even get onto that treadmill in the first place, but just ask yourself, you know, from this partner downwards, how useful are the people in your life? And I just find that most people aren't of any use in my life whatsoever. I keep the clients on because, you know, we're getting a bit of value out of each other. But friends, you know, I have very, very few friends. I mean, you could say, well, with an attitude like yours, I'm not surprised. But I can make up songs, you know, like just say your name is Bob, okay? I've got a friend and his name is Bob. I've always called him a bit of a slob, but he's got a good job. Bum, 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 bum. You know, I can make up a nice little song about my friends. Right, so, you know, seriously, just like the old cushions and that, maybe your friendships could do with renewing. If there's any family member that just annoys the feck out of you, like Aunt Mabel, just dump her, okay? If necessary, move to a new county. Don't give her the forwarding address and just drop her completely. Don't ever, ever feel sorry for anyone, least of all yourself. If you can free yourself up from that, well, you're going to be excellent by this afternoon. Well, tomorrow afternoon, you know, never mind next week, you know. Number seven, right? Disconnect all negatives out of your life, whether that's people, things you do, your job, you know, where you live, or whatever it is, you know, that fecking person over there with blah, blah, blah. Remember, less N equals more P. So you've got space for a certain amount of blah, blah, blah in your life. And if a lot of it's being taken up, that space by N, negative, just get rid of it, disconnect it, and free yourself up for more positive. So the question there could be, how can I, or which negatives shall I disconnect? That's pretty powerful. Which negatives shall I disconnect? Okay. You know, throw your radio out. Never, never listen to the radio. It's all negative. All of it. All of it. Yeah, even the kitchen adverts, all of them. It's totally negative. I never, 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 never listen to the radio. I've got radio frequencies buzzing all around me. I don't need to encourage it by switching it on, okay? Number eight, what are your goals? Now, this is a big one and you'll need like several reams of paper to deal with this one. And it is a forever one, but it's the crucial hotspot, okay? What are your goals 3 months, this 3 months, what are your big goals, right? And then the next 18 months, and then the next 4 years, and the next 12 years. Let's do those. So it's 3 months, immediate, 18 months. One of your goals within 18 months should be to clear all credit card debt. You can easily do it. Just work out the amount of money you need to sort it out. So, you know, you need to be paying off an absolute minimum of 5% of the balance every single month without fail. Okay, don't put any more on. It's okay to just use it if you desperately want to for something as little as a pint of beer. It's better not to use cards, of course, but, you know, the reason that I would occasionally suggest using it for a pint of beer is simply that you're keeping the account live and running, okay? But it's not detrimental. You will need to be paying off more than 5% if you want to clear them in 18 months, because 5% clears them in 30 months if you're disciplined. Ask yourself, are you disciplined? That's the first step to transforming your reality. You've got to apply disciplines, and they have to be consistent. You're going to need to pay off at least around 8%, but you work with it, okay? Just say to yourself, every single month, I'm going to pay off 5 to 10%. Oh, and by the way, that's of today's outstanding. So if today you've got £2,000 outstanding on your credit card, in order to pay that off in 18 months, you're going to have to go between 100 and 200, and you stick to that every single month, not the reducing balance, right? So you're dealing with 2,000. As long as you pay off between 100 and 200 for the next so often, you will clear it within 18 months. And you need to do that to teach yourself disciplined self-respect. Okay, there's easy ways to just get rid of credit card stuff altogether. You just cut up the credit card in four, you send it back to the company with a letter saying, I want you to close my balance and freeze all interest, and I will pay it off at this amount. Or you can allow it to go to debt collection, and eventually you can either pay it off yourself at about 5% of the value, or you can just agree to pay them £1 a month or whatever. But you know, we're talking about very, very transformational, high vibe self-respect with discipline. So I would recommend clear them within 18 months, just keep them handy in case you want them at all, or decide you don't need them. It doesn't matter, okay? I use them myself as a very flexible bank overdraft, because my bank overdraft is 100 quid and I can do whatever I like. It's been that for like 20 years. Doesn't matter what I do and how many hours I spend in the bank trying to get it increased, they never increase it. They can see how much goes in and out every single month and that it's consistent, but they won't increase it. So I use the credit cards as an instantaneous, you know, if my car suddenly breaks down, it doesn't matter if it's free £500 repair, I just flash the credit card. It doesn't matter what you think. I'm not working to please you. I'm working to survive. And I'm a single person. I have no family members whatsoever. There's no rich uncle. There's no US Marines. I haven't got their telephone number. And there's just nothing coming in except what I earn and cope with myself. Okay? I only use them for the occasional beer and absolute unexpected emergencies. And I use them as though they were a bank overdraft, and I clear it in a measured, disciplined way. Right, so what are your goals? 3 months, 18 months, 4 years, and 12 years. Now, are this big questions here, are these things that you think of as goals, are these burning obsessions? Or are they just vague ideas? Because with just vague ideas, you're going nowhere and you're sitting there for a long time. Okay, so you will only make progress by having goals or targets or ambitions which are burning obsessions. What are mine? I have loads, right? I want my own pottery. I want to make my own wine. I'm going to brew my own beer. I want to visit every pub in Kent. I want a euphonium, not just any old euphonium, a brand new world's best euphonium, because I am the world's best euphonium player and it doesn't make any sense not having a euphonium. I want a vehicle that gets me from A to B without breaking down too much. I want. There's loads of it, and it's all burning obsessions. And yes, of course, I'm going to get it within 18 months. Okay. Now, number 9. Is your time working for you or against you? And that's one that's worth taking considerable amounts of time, at least once a week. Just say, Is my time working for me or against me? If you're working, you know, an 8-hour day, so many days a week, and you feel burnt out at the end of it, that's time working against you. It's not the actual time, is it? It's what you've decided to do with the time. That's probably the biggest question you can ever ask yourself. But do something about it, even if it's only a small incremental improvement. Right, number 10. Are you really eating and drinking what you really want, grown the way you want? You're probably nowhere near that. Now, that can make a massive difference to you. Okay, so, you know, I mean, tonight and to Friday night, I'm going to have a pucker pie. Right, that is highly filling, not nutritious. It's highly filling food, which is very satisfying, and it's definitely not going to produce my most excellent self. So I'm just allowing myself to do that, so I can say, okay, I did that, now I'm moving on from there. Then I'm going to fast for some time, and then my aim after that is to eat butcher meat. But ideally, the butchers will be farms where you can see the cows you're going to eat. Okay? Obviously, if you're a vegetarian, you know, you go to a farm where you can see the vegetables you're going to eat, right? Number 11, where are your burning desires? That's not necessarily a location, but, you know, to which things are you really drawn? Go live in that zone. So, you know, surround yourself with and get involved with your burning desires. So again, going back to number 7, disconnect negatives. The more crap you're doing which isn't your burning desire, the less of your burning desire you can do. So just, you know, get the ratio right. So you're doing 10% crap and 90% your burning desire. How about that? Go live that zone, okay? Insist on putting your energy inside of your burning desires. They're burning for a reason. Yes, that's where your focus should be. Number 12, what is your energy flow? You know, are you energetic and ecstatic most of the time? Are you sluggish? Right? You can become ecstatic in just less than 2 minutes. Go to the mirror, pull a funny face, and just punch the air and say, I feel ecstatic. Do it as many times as it needs. So you actually sound like you feel ecstatic. I feel ecstatic. Right? What happens? You start to produce the mindset state, the energy vibe state that feels ecstatic. What can you achieve when you feel ecstatic? Good question. Number 13. Right, now, let's frame this one as a question. Am I living in my tramp state reality? Everyone has got a mind in the gutter if they choose to have, or they can ascend to the stars. Resist living in your tramp state reality. So get rid of the mongy stuff that just makes it look like you don't care. Okay? Just be aware that there is a tramp state reality. We've all got one. We might not get anywhere near it, but we do have one, and once we become despondent, we can start incrementally to work our way into that tramp state reality. And my suggestion is, you know, don't ever let yourself go anywhere near that. It's very real for every single person, but, you know, cut out listening to the radio, watching television, going to see films, talking with people that just mean nothing to you, pornography. I mean, seriously, you know, what is the matter with you? Do you know what I mean? Seriously. So, you know, just get rid of all that crap. That's tramp state reality. And it's only going to drag you down, and it's only connecting you with the negative. So just get rid of that and just say to yourself, you're not sure about something, is this tramp state reality? You know, number 14. Right. So, the stuff you really want to do, the places you really want to go to, the people you really want to be around, right? Just say to yourself, nothing's stopping me. Just go there. Right. A badly framed question would be, What is stopping me from getting the stuff I want? That's a bad question, because you're going to bring in all the stuff that's stopping you. You could reframe that as, how do I stop? And so on. But in this particular one, I think most questions are pretty irrelevant. Just say to yourself, write it on a little card if you want, nothing's stopping me. And then say it like that. Say it to your mirror, say it to whoever you like, but nothing's stopping me. You think, I want to eat better ice cream. Nothing's stopping me. I'm going to produce a recipe book of amazing ice creams that don't contain any E numbers whatsoever, from entirely natural ingredients. And we're just going to eat better ice cream, okay? Because there's nothing stopping me, all right? Whatever you want to do, be, have, there's nothing stopping me. Number 15, could I ever be the most excellent me? So imagine there's you. You're like putty, really. You could be, you know, you could look like a teapot. You could look like a beer bottle, a guitar, a pink saxophone, or just, you know, a sort of nothing. But one of those could be the most excellent version. And so could you ever be the most excellent you? And what does that look like? And then you can go back to number 14. Nothing's stopping me. Okay. Hopefully you'll get a lot out of those. They weren't all questions, but they're, you know, transformational reality building blocks that you can build your own questions around. What's stopping me? Try not to frame it quite like that. Okay. Do be aware that some of the ways in which we frame, you know, like, why does this always happen to me? Very, very badly framed question. So what am I going to do about it? Slightly better, but not that great. You know, just start looking at the way you're framing the question. Are you blaming someone else? Are you blaming yourself? Was it your fault? Is it going to be your fault in the future? Your reality is your fault if you haven't transformed it using these 15 building blocks. Right, so here's the end of the show, and I hope it gives you a lot of inspiration, unlike my guitar playing. I wanted to know where I should go, so I said to my old friend, I said, bloody blah, and so, where is it that I should go? I'm not even singing in key there. Right, don't ask somebody else, just work it out for yourself. If you can't drive, learn to drive. It costs about 60 quid for every so many lessons. If you set yourself to it because you've got a burning obsession to learn to drive, you won't flap around and you won't hit the wall and go through the little old lady walking across the road and all the rest of it. And you'll just do it in the minimum number of lessons possible, like I did. And I've been driving for what? Maps. 32 years now. It's easy to learn to drive. It's bloody easy to get a car. I've got a car. It's cheap. And it looks like crap. And it goes from A to B. And having done that, it goes from B back to A. Which is pretty much all I want of it. Apart from it's got enough space in it for two pianos, two saxophones, two cases of wine, loads of water, and if I desperately want a passenger, but I never do desperately want a passenger, not desperately, and then a map. Now, most people nowadays do not own a map. They probably own a dictionary, maybe even an old crusty Bible, but they don't own a map. So if you don't own a map, how are you going to find out where to go? Or in other words, how are you going to have a look at it as if it was an interesting illustrated book, and consider where you could go? Because how is it that I get around Kent? That's right. I've always got a map of Kent with all its quirky little villages open in front of me all the time. Just as a backdrop to remind me that no matter what else is going on, I should be getting out at least one day a week and having a look around Kent. And you can do that around whatever counties you want to live in. Until you've learned to drive and you've got your own transport and you regularly go, that's at least 50 times a year, you get out into the middle of nowhere where you have never been before, and you go and try things that you've never done before amongst people that you've never met before, don't even begin to think you're transforming your reality or you've got any hope in the future of doing so. Now you might say, well, my reality is perfect. Good. So why have you just listened to this for 50 minutes? Give yourself a real rung up the ladder, okay? Get yourself a car, go driving, go out into the middle of nowhere, find out what's out there, sleep in your car, come home, and then write a blog about it. You don't have to tell everyone how much you drank, you know. I do, but you don't have to. Right, so this is a shift in your new direction, because if you're not going in a new direction, you're stagnating and you're a tree. And I mean, if you've got legs, you're not a tree. And an awful lot of people who haven't got legs are still not trees. They get themselves into a sort of conveyance with wheels, you know. Wheels are the new legs, as it were. So, you know, all you've got to do is to direct your belief levels through your words and phrases using quality questions that you then put loads, tons of quality time into answering. And you make yourself responsible by getting A4 paper and a pen and writing it all down. What do I think about this? Bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. What could I do here? Bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. How do I see myself living in 4 years' time? If you don't do it, someone else will. And then you'll go, oh, I don't know where that time went. Oh, I don't like my reality. Oh, I don't even like myself anymore. Why has it always happened to me? Right. Enjoy your beer. I've only had an inch of it. I've just been chatting. Have fun. It's all your fault. Make it come true. What are your burning obsessions? Get involved with them. Nothing's stopping me.